welcome. This is God is in This, the podcast ministry of Bethany First Church, United Church of Christ in Bethany, Connecticut. For more than 270 years, our congregation has gathered in covenant to worship, grow, and serve, grounded in faith and open to the Spirit's movement in our time. As an open and affirming church, we believe every person is created in the image of God and fully welcomed here. Across every race, gender identity, sexual orientation, age, ability, and background. Each episode features a Sunday sermon from our pastor, the Reverend Jonathan Paradis, or from a guest preacher. A message rooted in Scripture, shaped by justice and alive to the questions of today. Whether you're walking the dog, commuting to work, folding laundry, or simply pausing for a breath, we're grateful you've chosen to spend this time with us. Here at Bethany First Church, we believe God shows up, not only in the sanctuary, but in the struggle, in the doubt, in the joy, and in the everyday. So wherever you are and however you're listening, welcome. This is God is in This.
Hello and welcome. I'm the Reverend Jonathan Paredes, pastor of Bethany First Church here in Bethany, Connecticut. I want to welcome you to something brand new in our church, our God is in This podcast. This is the start of a journey together. Each week, we'll share the Sunday sermon from our worship service. So whether you're here in person, listening from home, on the road, or catching up during the week, wherever you are on life's journey, you can stay connected to what God is speaking into our community. This summer and fall, we'll begin a 24-week series called God is in This. We'll walk through stories from the Old Testament that remind us from the very first breath of creation to the messiness of human history, God is present, active, and speaking life. So whether you've been reading the Bible for years, or this is your first time engaging with these stories, my prayer is that you'll hear God's voice in new ways and discover that God truly is in this, in our beginnings, in our struggles, in our questions, and in our hope. Let us begin and open in prayer. God, you spoke light into darkness and order into the deep. Speak now into our hearts. By your Spirit, open our minds to understand, our ears to hear, and our lives to be shaped by your word. Amen. I've been working on a summer series sermon idea since Easter. At the Southern New England Annual Conference, in our moderator's State of the Church address, he shared different research studies, noting the low biblical knowledge of our UCC congregations. In response to this, I want us to spend the time in the Old Testament, specifically 24 weeks. I was challenged to wean down to only 24 Old Testament stories. And today, we begin our summer and fall sermon series called God is in This, a journey through Scripture that reminds us that from Genesis to the prophets and beyond, God is present, active, and speaking life even in the mess and mystery of our world. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Simple, familiar, profound. We've heard these words at the start of Scripture so many times. Maybe we no longer feel their power, but this first verse of Genesis, just 10 words in Hebrew, sets the stage not only for the Bible, but for how we understand God as the one who speaks, who acts, who creates, who brings life from chaos. And today, as we begin a series called God is in This, and fittingly, we begin at the beginning. Not just of the Bible, but the beginning of everything. Genesis 1 reminds us that God does not wait for order before showing up. God speaks into the disorder and brings something new. That's not just a story about long ago. It's a word for now. In the ancient world, creation stories were common. Most involved gods at war, gods birthing other gods, God manipulating humans, but Israel's story is different. There is one God who speaks with calm and clarity into the void, not violently, but poetically. Let there be light, and there was light. The world doesn't emerge from a battlefield. It comes from the mouth of God. This first chapter of Genesis is a carefully crafted poem. There's repetition, there's rhythm, a sense of order in how creation unfolds day by day. And the patterns matter. Each day ends with this refrain, "And God saw that it was good." Let that sink in. Before anything earns it, before anyone accomplishes anything, before humanity does a thing, we are declared good. Creation is called good. Wholeness is named before brokenness ever enters the story. Now here's something you may have not noticed before. The text doesn't try to name everything God created. Instead, it gives us pairs: light and darkness, heaven and earth, land and sea, day and night, male and female. These aren't just categories. These aren't defining to order. They aren't even inclusive or exclusive. How many things can we name that have been created by God that are in between these categories? Dawn and dusk, marshes, swamps, and bogs, birds that can't fly, birds that can swim, fish that can fly, the platypus, and gender. Holy Spirit, help me. What is happening in this familiar story is an unfamiliar Hebrew literary technique called amerism. It uses two opposites to express the totality. When we say young and old, we use it to mean everyone, or night and day, to describe the whole passage of time, such as from the east to the west. So when we say in Genesis male and female, it's not offering a rigid binary. It's showing us the fullness of humanity. Just as heaven and earth doesn't exclude sky, the clouds, and everything in between, so too male and female doesn't define limits. It holds the full spectrum of God's beloved creation. Genesis 1 uses amerism to declare this. God made everything. Every creature, every person, every in-between moment, everything in our lives, whether good or bad or in between, and called it good. Which also reflects for us Father's Day, a day full of meaning, but also complex. Some of us celebrate wonderful fathers or live that vocation with joy. Others carry grief, pain, or absence. There are those who long to be fathers, those who've lost children, lost their fathers, and those whose family stories don't fit neatly into any category. Today, just like creation, it carries more than one truth. And yet, into this disorder, the beauty and the burden, God speaks. God creates. God calls it good. So if today feels like light and love for you, or like a formless void, or something in between, God is in this day with you. God is not waiting for it to be neat and tidy, and it's okay not to have it all perfect. God is in your life. God is already speaking into it. Today, we also give thanks for your generosity through our diaper drive. You've filled bins and bags with what seemed like a simple item, but what you're actually sharing is dignity, relief, a wordless declaration to a parent struggling to make ends meet. You're saying, you're not alone. God is in this. And this little church in Bethany cares about you. And isn't that what part of Genesis teaches us? That something sacred happens when we respond to a need with care. that God uses what we offer to create new hope. Now, if you keep reading further past our text, you'll find that Genesis has two creation stories. Chapter 1 gives us a poetic overview, and chapter 2 zooms in with dust and breath and naming of animals. It's more earthly, more personal, and if you're one to notice details, you might think, wait, which one is true? But the point isn't about being right or wrong. It's not about contradiction. Once again, it's about depth. Scripture invites us into a mystery that's bigger than any one telling. Genesis doesn't just give us information, it gives us formation. It's not rules and answers, but a guide and advice. So here's your homework if you want more insight. Read Genesis 1 and 2 side by side, make a list, note what each one says about God, about creation, the order of things, and about us, and let the Spirit speak. But remember that we live in a world that often feels disordered. If you follow current events, war rage, families fracture, the news overwhelm, our own lives have moments of chaos, personally, relationally, emotionally. But Genesis 1 is not a relic from the past. It is a reality for us today because God is still in the beginning. God is still speaking, God is still creating, and God still calls us good. So may we learn to listen for the voice of God, not only in the beauty, but in the brokenness. May we dare to believe that God speaks life into whatever we're facing. May we live as people who reflect that original blessing, created, beloved, good. Amen. May it be so. As you go from this place, people of God, go into the world rooted in the truth that God was and is and will be in everything. Let your life speak peace into disorder and hope into uncertainty. To the fathers, mentors, and caregivers among us, may you be strengthened by God's wisdom, sustained by God's grace, and inspired by God's gentleness. To the rest of us, may we walk in the light of the one who formed us from dust and called us good. Go in peace with joy and purpose. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon from Bethany First Church. If you're nearby, we'd love to welcome you in person. Worship is every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. right here at 511 Amity Road in Bethany, Connecticut. To learn more about our ministries, upcoming events, or ways to support our mission, visit bethanyfirstchurch.org or follow us on social media at Bethany First Church. We're so glad you joined us, and we hope something in this message stays with you. Until next time, may you walk with courage, live with compassion, and always remember, God is in this.